Takfiri militants in Iraq have shot down a military helicopter in northern Iraq, killing the two pilots aboard. The incident took place near the refinery town of Beji, around 200 kilometers north of the capital, Baghdad. Army sources say the Takfiri militants used a shoulder-fired missile to take down the Bell 407 helicopter. This is the second Iraqi military helicopter coming under attack over Beji by militants in 1 week. The first helicopter was shot down near Beji on Friday, killing the pilot and co-pilot. And fierce clashes have continued between the ISIL Takfiri militants and Lebanese security forces over the past days. Fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement have prevented the militants from setting foot on Lebanese soil from Syria. Our correspondent Ali Risk has more on the story.
Regarding the Lebanese-Syrian front, we had an attempt by the Takfiris to launch an attack into the Lebanese area, the outskirts of the village of Britel, which is near Baalbek in the Lebanese Biqa Valley. This attack was launched by the Takfiris, both al-Nusra and ISIL. However, Hezbollah was successfully able to thwart this attack by these militants. The militants attempting to take a Hezbollah post were prevented. Tens of these Takfiris are said to have been killed in these clashes between the two sides, an attempt probably to launch a surprise attack. Now, going into the reasons or the strategy which the militants are trying to pursue, they are stuck in between this area, the outskirts of Arsal on the Lebanese side, the outskirts of Qalamun on the Syrian side. We have the Lebanese army and Hezbollah on one side and the Syrian army and Hezbollah on the other, leaving these militants trapped in that zone which you can see on the screens. Now, it is vital for these militants in the approach to winter season that they are able to find some kind of an exit, whether it be to Lebanese territory or to Syrian territory, because with winter coming, fuel is needed, other logistical supplies, and therefore, if the situation stays as is in this mountainous area and the militants remain isolated, then that could have dire consequences. So one could expect that these militants will try additional attempts to break this siege in the run-up to the winter season. So we do anticipate more similar clashes or more attempts by these militants to try and break the siege before winter approaches. Indeed, we do expect a lot of developments, whether it be on the Turkish-Syrian front, the Syrian-Lebanese front, and also maybe on the Golan Heights front with the talk about Israeli cooperation with the Takfiri militants. For now, that's it for this segment on Tackling Terrorists. It's back to our studios in Tehran.